Hi, good morning. Come closer. You guys are too far away. Come on over. No? Okay, I guess not. Today, my talk to you is going to be, I have one key word. It's ready. What does it mean to be ready? Go ahead.
To be ready is like you're prepared for something. Means that if you're going somewhere, you're ready to go.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Another way you can say it is that you're set to go, or another way to put it all together is ready to go.
Very good. So let me just tell you what Webster's Dictionary says. Prepared to do something, properly prepared or finished and available for use, almost about to do something. So you guys are right on track. You guys all know what, pretty much know what ready means. I think since we've been little, right? We've been learning what it means to be ready. So this morning, when you got ready for church, right? Were there things that you had to do? Yeah? So sometimes in order to be ready, you have to have tools or things to help you get there, right? So did any of you use this?
Yes.
But can you use this by itself?
No.
In order to be ready to walk out the door, it's toothpaste, by the way, you need a toothbrush, right? So you have to have both of those to be ready to brush your teeth so you can go out the door. How about when you go to the beach? What do you need when you go to the beach? Yeah?
Sunblock.
Oh, perfect. Look what I brought, some sunblock. How about if you're gonna, do any of you know what this is? Is it ready?
No.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
Can you eat it like this? But what if you're a farmer? Could you use, is this ready to be planted?
Yes.
Yes. You can plant that in the ground. It'll probably grow another plant. And then what do you have next year? More popcorn, right? That goes in here. So when you're watching a movie, so you're probably wondering, what does this have to do with anything at church? Earlier when they were making the announcements, Peter got up and he was talking about nominating committee. So our church right now is getting ready for the next few years. We're having people volunteer for places that their heart tells them they want to help out. So nobody's being forced to do this, right? God's calling us to by our heart, and people are signing up. I look around and I see some, just looking at some of you, I can see that some of your parents have already signed up for places. And it's so exciting to see how God's going to work in the next couple years with all these volunteers that help in our church. So do we have to be perfect in order to volunteer? Or in order to be ready? I don't think so. I don't think God says we have to be perfect. So another part of getting ready is I'm getting old, so I need these glasses in order to read my Bible. So I had to put them in my little prop bag so I didn't, so I could read. So Luke 12, 34 to 36 says, let me see if I can get there. Here we go. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. So, see, that doesn't say anything about being perfect. It just says be ready and have your heart ready. So having your heart ready means sometimes you just have to pray about what is it that I need to do. Maybe your mom and dad are in a rush to go somewhere and you have so many things and they don't know that you have so many things. So sometimes you just have to pray and say, God, let me get all of this done so I can get to where I need to be and mom and dad don't get angry with me. And here's another thing that we can do. In Matthew, again, I need my little tools here. In Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, God says, actually Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." So that's God's invitation to us, that if we need to talk to him, he's there. So we can ask him to help us. We can ask him to guide us through whatever it is that we're going through. We can ask him, and he's there. He'll answer us, and he wants us to be with him. So part of being ready is to make sure that we're connected to God, too. So always remember that and keep him close to you. And as long as he's close to you, I know he'll guide you in the right place the way that he wants you to go. Okay? So is there somebody who would like to offer a prayer? Because last week, whoever did last week's, I was touched last week. Does anyone want to offer a prayer today before we take off the offering? That's okay. Okay, let's all stand and then we'll get baskets after. Okay? Okay, ready? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these children in here and for the families that they represent. Thank you for their hearts and make their hearts ready to receive you and everything that you have read for them in their life. Bless our church and let the nominating committee continue to proceed with the job, the task at hand. Bring those people forward who are willing to help and who have a heart for you and are willing to make a little bit of a difference in this family that we call your Church of Santa Clarita. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.